As the tide of dawn slips on the land, I just see, I won't feel you, I won't feel you, have no fear. I just see, I won't feel you, give me one more chance, the day is near. Majesty looks a child now, as she lies here on my breast. And in the night I think about her, and in the day I'll get no rest. Majesty, I won't fail ya, I won't fail you, have no fear. I just see, I won't fail ya, give me one more chance, the day is near. To the river deep, it sailed me by your window, where you lay so long and sleep. Oh, just see, I won't fail you, I won't fail you, have no fear. Oh, just see, I won't fail ya, give me one more chance, the day is near. Now just see, looks a child now, as she lies here on my breast. And in the night I think about her, and in the day I get no rest. Can you sing it? Josie, I won't fail ya, I won't fail you, have no fear. Oh, Josie, I won't fail ya, give me one more chance, the day is near. Few songs from early albums here. I'd like to sing you my first love song to my first love, and it was my first single too. In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I wanna be in the warm hold of your loving mind, to feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. After that, may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown hails the sky, I wanna hide a while behind your smile. And everywhere I look, your eyes are fine. for me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twill make me sing all that I may as well try and catch the wind. When rain has hung the leaves with tears, I want you near, for to kill my fears, to help me to leave all my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I wanna be, and along to be. But I may as well try and catch. I may as well try and catch. I may as well try and catch the wind. Thank you, thank you. Two days ago, I played in a very small club in Newport. And Newport was where I first arrived in this country. Joan Baez invited me over the water in 1965 to play. And this is when I was introduced to you all at that Newport Folk Festival there. Well, Joan, like Judy, was one of three American ladies that I'd listened to on albums, of course. And I fell in love with her, Joan, as soon as I arrived. My goodness. But Bob Dylan was there. So my relationship remained platonic. But she taught me this song. It's got a chorus. And it's a Latin American freedom song, which is very current today and very apt. And I recorded it. It's got a chorus. And it goes like this. On a wagon bound for market, there's a cow with a mournful eye. Hard above him, there's a swallow winging swiftly through the sky. How the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. They laugh and laugh the whole day through, and half a summer's night. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, 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 Donna. That's the chorus. Oh, stop complaining, said the farmer, who told you what had to be. Why can't you have wings to fly with, like the swallow so proud and free? How the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. They laugh and laugh the whole day through, and after a summer's night, can you sing? Donna, 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 yeah. Donna, 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 one more time. Donna, 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 that's good. Donna, 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 Donna. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, he sang.
hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he said. Through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy men began singing the songs of love. Then, when the hurdy-gurdy men began singing the song of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Then when the hurdy-gurdy men come singing songs of love, hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he said. George was listening to me writing this. He and I, like, best relationship there. He and I, he said to me, I can write a song to that verse there, Don. And would you like to hear George's verse? Yeah! I didn't record it, but this is George's verse. When truth gets buried deep beneath a thousand years of sleep, time demands a turnaround, and once again the truth is found. Yeah, George. Wakening the hurdy-gurdy man, singing the songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy men, they come singing the songs of love. Your Beatles were hurdy-gurdy men, they came singing the songs of love. I was a hurdy-gurdy man, I come singing the songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. History of the 60s, I'd probably be the only one that was interested in children's songs. That might mean I had babies before anybody else. No, it was before I had babies. I realized that the truth of the world was all very well to be a protest singer. Sure, somebody can protest. But how can you change people that are already into the way they think? So I realized very early that the only release and the answer to the world's problems was if you taught the children, I mean our kids, something. It's possible that many things can happen over a period of generations.
and in the 60s was the first generation that gave birth to children that had the possibility of changing the world. Those kids, by the way, are now about 13 or 14 now. Let me sing you a song which I recorded, which is supposed to be about children, but really is about us. This is the fairy story of the little tin soldier. The Hans Christian Andersen story. And it goes like, once in a town in the Black Forest, a little white tie shop stood, and a little tin soldier with only one leg lived in a castle of wood. And across the room, on another shelf, stood a little glass case, and a tiny ballerina lived in there, all in a dress of lace. From where the little tin soldier stood, they could see each other so clear, and the little tin soldier watched over her with a love that was so dear. Then one day sadness came, the tiny ballerina was sold, the little tin soldier was thrown away, and into the gutter he rolled. The water carried him to the sea, and many far off lands he made many children happy as he passed through their tiny hands. And then one day they met again in a house in the land of Ireland, when the clocks on the wall struck the midnight hour, they jumped into a fire. And in that fire they shall stay forever and a day. For the fire, Lord, is the fire of love, just like the peaceful dove. Well, I woke up in the 60s. I think it was about 69 or 68. But it was after a party. We drank about 17 and a half bottles of wine. And I was hungover, you know, a little bit. So I woke up, and as was normal, I turned on the TV. I'm a media animal. I turned on the TV and it was a children's program. I think it was the morning, but it probably was the afternoon. So I turned it on and the guy said, "Hello, children." I said, He said, "Today, children, we're going to explain all about the space suit." It was about the moonshot. So, he said, "This is the helmet they wear on the head when they breathe, breathe, breathe on the moon, moon, moon." I said, "Yeah." He said, "This is the boots that they wear on the feet when they plod, plod, plod on the moon, moon, moon." I said, "Okay, yeah, talking down to me again. Patronizing me, I'm a kid too." So I wasn't too interested in this program, but I'm very interested in the space thing right now, then, because I was always very cosmic. So I listened, and I opened the other eye, and I needed a little matchstick to open it up, you know, like, and there was the other eye open, and he said, "This is what happens when a spaceman goes to the restroom." Well, he said that very quickly, because, you know, he didn't want to be embarrassed. But I jumped out of bed. I said, "I want to know about that." So I grabbed my pen, and I wrote this song. And it was on the Cosmic Wheels album. And this is the restroom in the early spaceship. I was impressed like everyone when man began to fly out of earthly regions to planets in the sky. With total media coverage, we watched the heroes land. Ceremoniously, they disturbed the cosmic sand. In awe with admiration, we listened to the talk. Such pride felt they, such joy to be upon the moon to walk. My romantic vision shattered when it was explained to me. Spacemen wear old diapers in which they shit and pee. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you, and believe me, without to worry or care. If shitting is your problem, then you're up there in the stars. The intergalactic laxative will get you from the Mars. They don't partake like you and I of beefy burger mush. Their food is specially prepared to dissolve into slush. Absorbed by multi-fibers in the super-diaper suit. Otherwise the slush would trickle down inside the boot. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you, and believe me, without to worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're up there in the stars, your intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask, now what becomes of liquid they consume? A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse, in case some anti-gravity pee gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you, and believe me, without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're up there in the stars, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered, on the quest for frontiers near, I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me, to know the greatest hero he had to ship me. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you, and believe me, without to worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're up there in the stars, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Da 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 da. Well, that was a bit of fun. Let's have another bit of fun. This is a song. Ooh, yes. Funny you should say that. This is the girls' part. This is a song where all the girls sing one part and all the boys sing another part. And I sing in the middle somewhere. Girls, chicks, happiness runs dry. Happiness runs there. The words. Happiness runs. Happiness runs. Try, girls. Happiness runs. Let me hear you. That's good. Happiness runs. That's good. One more time. Happiness runs, happiness runs, happiness runs, try. Happiness runs, big hand for the girls. And now, men, this is your part. Okay, men. Here we go. Big hand for the boys. My goodness. And ladies first.
Happiness runs, happiness runs good. Happiness runs,
don't stop. Keep singing.
Happiness runs,
don't stop. I like it. Yeah, don't stop. Okay, guys, here we go. Don't stop. Let me hear you together now. Come on. Keep going.
Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything. Anyway, you can have everything if you let yourself be. La 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 la. Happiness runs,
yeah.
La 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 la. Keep going. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything. Anyway, you can have everything if you let yourself be. La 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 la. Happiness runs, good. Happiness runs. happiness. La 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 la.
Very good,
yeah.
My goodness, don't you sing well?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, that I can find.
any trick in the book, now, baby. Yeah, that I can find. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been singing you a lot of songs that we all know, but there's a new song that I've learned, and on the new Dire Straits album, I like Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler has written a ballad, which I have to say, I could have written myself. It's so natural to me. I'd like to sing it to you, and it goes like this.
Oh, baby, I see this world has made you sad. Some people can be bad. The things they do, the things they say. But, baby, I'll wipe away those bitter tears. I'll chase away those restless fears that turn your blue skies into gray. Why worry? There should be laughter after pain. There should be sunshine after rain. These things have always been the same. So why worry now? Why worry Thank you.
they can't. Okay, orchestra, can you play? Da ba ba da 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 da. Ba 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 da da da. Ba 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 da 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 da. Ba 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 da da da. Okay, they call me Nelly.
Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood. In the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease. In their ships with painted sail. To the east, Africa. Across the short strait of Sea Nile. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. All the gods are played in the mythological dramas, in all legends, from all lands, where from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The farmer, the physician, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. As the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us sing, let us dance,
and ring in the new age. And hear Atlantis way down below the ocean, where I wanna be, she may be way down below the ocean.
Tonight, I have the privilege for opening for one of those three ladies I was telling you about. One of them was Joan Baez, which I listened to her records many, many times. The other was Buffy St. Marie. I listened to her records. But tonight, I have the privilege of introducing you through my songs this last hour to Judy Collins. Now, Judy, my goodness. Not only a very, very great singer, but a great heart. And I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs here. And Judy's going to come sing. It's been my pleasure to sing to you. I hope I sang a few songs from your memory. But I have... I got a couple more here, and they go like this.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? When I look in my window, so many different people to be. That is strange. So strange. You've got to pick up every stitch. Look over my shoulder. What do you think I see? Some other cat looking over. Looking over his shoulder at me. Be the season.
Hey.
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Can you sing? First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. The caterpillar sheds his skin, find a butterfly within. The caterpillar sheds his skin, find a butterfly. Can you sing? First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. The lock upon my garden gates, snail, that's what it is. The lock upon my garden gates, snail, that's what it is. Down here, first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. There's no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Blinding sight to see as it lies on the yonder hillside. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a problem, then there is no problem, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.